This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. On the topic, Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax, or as I like to call it, As the Serpo Turns. This podcast is I'm kind of following the commentary here, just going along. I feel kind of like a reporter at the scene, and this podcast takes us up to about page 217 on the Serpo thread. I wanted to cover some of the specific issues, and only some of them, mind you, surrounding the drawing that Bill Ryan posted. Bill Ryan posted that on page 209. That's post ID number 1992010. And the nature of the drawing and Bill's description of how he received and handled it has caused, of course, a lot of controversy on AboveTopSecret.com. And my fellow members are looking into all this. And I get the feeling that we're getting close to a disclosure. I'm not sure if it's necessarily a disclosure of alien life or not, but I think we're getting close. We're getting close. A lot of things look to me, at least, like they're starting to unravel. And when that happens, well, you know how that can be. We'll see, though. Maybe we'll keep getting strung along here. Because there's no question about it. Someone is trying to string us along. And so far, seems to be doing a pretty good job of it. But to the extent that we don't jump to conclusions, we're not really getting taken anywhere. You know, I mean, my opinion about all this stuff, about extraterrestrial life, all that, has not changed based upon what I'm seeing here in the Serpo thread. My opinion of the UFO community is basically reinforced. You know, this is obviously a hoax. Although there's some interesting questions about whether or not what underlies all this may in fact be a hoax, and I think those are reasonable questions. I am Ian on page 216 said, I used to promote ATS. Now I dare not mention it to others in case of ridicule. All thanks to Bill. Thank you, Bill, for destroying something I loved. And I am Ian. I just... I love your observations over the course of the thread. I think rumors of the death of ATS are greatly exaggerated. And no, it's not something, ATS is not something that Bill Ryan can take down, or that I don't think any one of us, I don't even think even the admins, I mean, maybe all of them. But, you know, ATS is more than just an image or an ego or, you know, perceptions. You know, it's a community of people. And, you know, and I'm seeing how this community of people deals with this kind of stuff. And, again, I am so proud to be an ATSer when I see this. When you compare this to what the alternatives are often like, I think we're doing a pretty good job. Are we perfect? Oh, hell no. But you know what? It's pretty hard to get something past all of us. And that's what I think, you know, that's what I find so fascinating about this story is watching how the ATS community reacts to this whole Project Serpo business. And it's fun. It's educational. And to the extent we don't allow ourselves to get emotionally involved to the point to where we, you know, to where we get wrapped up in the soap opera, I mean, you know, let's just see where the story takes us here and what we learn from it. And if we can do that, well, then we win, you know? So anyway, one of the things about the receipt, you know, first of all, the image itself, as I've commented, is just, you know, it's absurd. And you know, there's questions surrounding how it was received. I mean, Bill describes it this way in his post on page 209. He says, quote, "The diagram below was downloaded, printed, and then scanned into a Word program supplied by Anonymous, all precisely as per detailed instructions." So, Bill, Anonymous sent you a copy of Microsoft Word? I mean, what you're saying here is that this Word program was supplied by Anonymous. You know, when I first saw this, I kind of dismissed it, you know, as, okay, well, you know, Bill's maybe not a techie, and but, you know, the thing is, Bill has been very careful about being precise in the way he describes his role in all this. Look at all the care he takes, the ostensible care in presenting things in this story, you know, and being very careful and scrupulous about, you know, about how he does things. And he gives us this description. And if you look at the procedure, it doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense to me. What I find interesting, though, is the fact, okay, what about this Word program supplied by Anonymous? And you know, when he scanned the drawing into Word, and again, that whole Word step, that just doesn't make any sense to me. So hopefully Bill can clarify that. And when Bill scanned the drawing into Word, according to him, he said this of it. He said, "The outlined circle did not appear in the original download. However, as the diagram was scanned, the circle appeared in the Word program. Because this created a 4 megabyte document and the individual components could easily be accidentally clicked and dragged, I created a screenshot of it and produced a far smaller GIF than is what you now see. This is the top most of the two images. Most of it is quite pale gray in color. All right, so what it sounds like here is what Bill's describing is that he actually scanned it into a Microsoft Word's drawing or format. And I'm not, you know, I used to use Word. I don't use any. I use OpenOffice.org. I like it better. But it sounds like what actually got happened is this, according to him, this got scanned into what amounts to a vector graphic program. And if that's the case, you know, he talks about components being easy. I don't know. This whole thing, Bill's description of the procedure of how he got this drawing and how what he did with it after he got it, I think seriously needs to be cleared up, because it doesn't make an awful lot of sense, at least as far as I can tell. And again, this whole business, did Anonymous actually give Bill a copy of Microsoft Word? That's a big program. How did he do that? How did that copy of Microsoft Word get from Anonymous to Bill? That's, you know, I would like to know the answer to that. And, you know, maybe there's a perfectly innocent explanation for all this, but this is just bizarre. And you know, there's a bunch of questions now surfacing about how Bill is receiving material from Anonymous. I mean, aside from this question of receiving Microsoft software over the internet, there are a lot of discrepancies in Bill's account regarding how he has determined and verified that he's dealing with the same Anonymous and all that kind of stuff. And being called a task, and I understand that Bill might be a bit put off, like when Valhalla comes down on him and stuff like that. But Bill has been very patient so far, and this is extremely important that we verify that Bill is being honest with us about how he's getting this material. Because a question that is now becoming more and more prevalent in the discussion is just what happened to the original Anonymous. And who is it that Bill is now channeling information for? Because it appears that these are two completely different parties. So if we're not dealing with the original Anonymous who promised disclosure, then all this other stuff that has come out, people mentioned at post-11 things get weird. And yes, they do. So, you know, is that the point at which a possibly sincere Anonymous turned into a hoaxer? In other words, someone else stepped in and sought about, you know, went about the business of trying to take this whole thing down. That's an important question. That is a question I would think that Bill would want more than anyone else in the whole world to answer. So, Bill, your apparent reluctance to do this, I find troubling. And then we get a little farther into the analysis here. And, yeah, the first thing when I saw this drawing is it looks like it was made with a template. And lo and behold, on page 217 of the massive SERPO thread, HAL 9000 delivers the goods, a bare-all rapid design drafting template that seems to be the actual template used, or if it's not, it's really close. And when you see that, you get a clearer idea of what's going on there. You know, and as like Benevolent Heretic and other people have mentioned, a drawing that doesn't have any kind of legend on it, you know, this is not a schematic. It's not even labeled. You know, that basically is useless. And again, I wish to point out that if this was done by a member of the SERPO team, the alleged SERPO team, these are supposed to be the best America has to offer. You know, and all of these people have to have degrees, college degrees. You know, they teach you in basic mechanical drafting about how to at least write words on your drawings and explain what they are. Imagine you come back from a mission to another planet and you've got all these drawings and they don't have anything written on them. They're just like symbolic representations. And they're supposed to decode this? I don't think so. So this is obvious nonsense, okay? Also, a phenomenon that I find intriguing about the whole SERPO story is the march of the sock puppets. We have new members stepping up to the plate in Bill's absence and defending him, often using words and phrases that are similar to Bill's. And then we've got other members coming in to attack him, and not all of the sock puppet accounts are new either. And I'm sure from the standpoint of the administrators who can, you know, have a behind-the-scenes look at all this stuff, it must be very interesting. Very interesting just to see who's who in all this. I have a feeling that that itself is a story worth of interest. Kelter, user Kelter on page 217. Asks Bill, also, you know, would Anonymous mind if you printed out the detailed instructions he sent you in regards to downloading, printing, and scanning? Yeah, Kelter, great question. Is there anything about Bill? Is there anything about the instructions that you received that are confidential? I mean, if they don't point back to anonymous, this could help us understand the procedure that was used to render this drawing and present it to us. Understanding what that procedure was is important, and let's not forget that Bill volunteered the procedure by mentioning it when he posted it. What I'm seeing here, and again, Bill has been, I think, you know, has presented himself as a sincere and honest guy, but in a lot of these details, I'm seeing discrepancies that do not correlate with a sincere and honest guy. And it's my hope that these are simply innocent little, you know, errors that anyone can make. We're all only human. However, my point is that the existence of these discrepancies is something that needs to be cleared up because they do they detract from Bill's credibility as a presenter of this information. And you know, Springer mentions this, page 217. By the way, hi Springer. I hope all that Borgware you have in your back is doing okay. I've known some people that had some serious back surgery, and I know that can just be god awful. So I hope the drugs are treating you well, and hopefully your back is getting better than ever. But you know, Springer says on page 217, you know, the major point being that Mr. Ryan indicated he had indeed confirmed the IP and thus validity of his Anon with Mr. Martinez's original Anon, when the evidence shows he has not. This is a huge point that severely devalues Mr. Ryan's credibility in my eyes, at least. Why lie? And by the way, I'm sorry, that's a quote from Springer there. And yeah, this is a very important point. This is what Val Hal brought up. This is, you know, Springer's mentioning this. Other members have mentioned this. It seems that Bill is being inconsistent with regards to his description of how he validated Anonymous. And you know, in turn, the question of which Anonymous we're dealing here and with here, and whether or not it's the same individual or not, is central to the whole SERPO discussion. It's central to establishing the validity of the information we're getting. Seems to me, based on what I'm seeing here, that there was a changing of the guard back in December, that there is more than one Anonymous. And this begs the question, has SERPO been hijacked? By whom? What Bill Ryan knows can answer that question. And Bill, I think we're all looking forward to hearing your answers. For you know, with popcorn in hand, watching the drama unfold, this is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Be well, friends.